CBM Chicago.
Coming along now to Melody Roundup.
Hello there. This is your ranch foreman, Big Jack Little, inviting you to join us for a shindig of Western music and song, starring your favorite singing cowboy, Gene Autry.
Well, thank you very, very much there, Lou, and howdy, folks, and thank you for dropping around to our Melody Ranch get-together. Well, suppose that we get right on with our business here, and that calls for a song called The Dixie Cannonball, folks. I'm a-heading back to Dixie, that's where I long to be. Where the cotton grows and the Suwannee flows, that's home sweet home to me. Where they meet you and they greet you with a great big how you all. Well, shut my mouth, I'm a-heading south on the Dixie Cannonball. On the Dixie Cannonball, on the Dixie Cannonball. Just listen to the whistle, it'll thrill you one and all. And I know there's someone waiting with a great big how you all. Well, shut my mouth, I'm a-heading south on the Dixie Cannonball. On the Dixie Cannonball, on the Dixie Cannonball. Just listen to the whistle, it'll thrill you one and all. And I know there's someone waiting with a great big how you all. Well, shut my mouth, I'm a-heading south on the Dixie Cannonball. Thank you, Freddy.
Let's stop that train and let me off the next station, partner. That cannonball traveling's a touch too fast.
If you're tired of worrying, hustling and hurrying, there's a happy guy you ought to know. An easygoing kind with nothing on his mind. His name is Lazy Joe. He's sitting mighty nice in a desert paradise there on his adobe patio. He strums an old guitar and serenades a star. That's Lazy Joe. You may think him shiftless as can be, but he's got the right philosophy. Communing with the sky, the moon and the sun, he prays for happiness for everyone. So better stop your worrying, hustling and hurrying. Let the season come and let him go. For when you see him grin, you'll wish you might have been a guy called Lazy Joe. You may think him shiftless as can be, but he's got the right philosophy. Communing with the sky, the moon and the sun, he prays for happiness for everyone. So better stop your worrying, hustling and hurrying. Let the season come and let him go. For when you see him grin, you'll wish you might have been a guy called Lazy Joe. A guy called Lazy Joe.
Ready?
Well, attention, attention, everybody. Now, all right, Johnny. All right, let it go now.
Ah, this is silly.
Oh, it is not. Go on. Do what I ask you. You ready?
Well, okay.
A little low. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday, Uncle Louie. You are now 23.
Well, all right there, partner. Happy birthday, Lou. And now, ladies
hey,
and gentlemen.
Now, wait a minute.
All right, what's the matter?
Is that all I get? Just a happy birthday?
What did you expect? Flowers and a singing telegram?
Well, I guess I'm just a little disappointed, that's all.
Oh, that's too bad.
Never thought my friends would forget me.
I didn't forget you, Lou, old pal. Here, I brought you a present for you. And I got a card that goes with it.
Oh, a card, huh? Well, what does it say, Johnny?
Well, here, I'll read it for you.
Yes, good idea.
Each morning when I get up, I know what I will hear. The voice of old Lou Crosby a-yelling in my ear. Hey, Johnny, where's the toothpaste? Hey, Johnny, where's your brush? Where do you keep your hair oil? You cause an awful fush.
Fush?
I couldn't think of anything to rhyme with brush.
That's a good idea, then.
But from now on, I'll sleep in peace, so don't awaken me. Just help yourself to what you want. Enclosed, please find a key.
Well, now, I think that's mighty thoughtful of you, Johnny. Say, tell me, Lou, do you really feel any older?
Do I look any older?
Excuse me, Grandpa. Here's your walking stick.
Well, don't take it too hard there, Uncle Lou. You'll get over it. And if I may make a suggestion, a pretty good way to do that might be just to sit back and listen to the Pinafores and the Cass County Boys singing April Shower.
It is April and the rain patters on my window pane.
April showers don't last very long, like it says in a pretty old song.
Oh, April showers, they come your way. They bring the flowers that bloom in May. So if it's raining, have no regrets, because it isn't raining when you know
it's raining violets.
And where you see mountains up on the hill, you soon will see mountains of daffodils. So keep on looking for a bluebird and listening for his song. Whenever April showers come along,
bring home that song.
Whenever April showers come along.
Hey, all right. Well, I'd say that's very good, boys and girls. You're improving every week.
Say, Dean, is today really Lou's 23rd birthday?
Well, yes, Miss Jeannie. Today's Lou's birthday, all right, but as for his being 23, well, go ahead and use your own judgment.
Well, Johnny Bond told me the last time Lou saw 23 was during the Chicago fire.
Now, wait just a minute. Let's all cut out that fooling, because I've got a little surprise here all worked up for Lou.
A surprise?
Yes, sir, it's a surprise. And here's something else, too.
What that? Whatever it is, just give it to me.
All right, boys, let's give it to him. Today is Louis' birthday. He says he's 23. Well, you can't blame a guy for trying, but any fool can see. The last time he saw 23 was quite a while ago, when all the men wore derby hats and your boyfriend was your beau.
Hey, Dean, that's pretty good. Let me do one.
Oh, no, not yet. All right, boys and girls, it's your time. Go ahead.
Here's to Uncle Louie on this extra special day. A self-made man is Louie, or that's what he will say. He started out with nothing, but that's all different now. Instead of 1-0, he's got 2, so Louie, take a bow.
Get out of here, Johnny. Get out of here. All right. Thank you, gals. And now, Miss Jeannie, what have you got to say?
Although I've known Lou Crosby for just a week or two.
That's too long.
He seems to be a nice old man, honest, brave, and true. There's just one thing that bothers me. Maybe it's just fate. But if most cowboys are bow-legged, why are Louie's legs so straight?
Yes, bye, Crosby.
How about it, Gene? Can I do mine now?
Well, all right. Go ahead. Let's hear it.
Our dear old Uncle Louie is the prize of all the West. He's rough and tough and fearless. There's no doubt that he's the best. But now if you ever seen him ride a horse, you'll know as well as I, why dudes like him live a ripe old age, but the horses want to die. Now, wait a minute here. You know what?
I'd like to say something since it's my birthday.
Well, all right, go ahead, the free country.
Now everyone has had their fun. I think I'll speak my mind. And since today's my birthday, there seems no better time to sort of thank you all for what you've done. But here's a tip from Two Gun Lou. I still ain't got no present, so to heck with all of you.
Well, that was mighty nice going there, everybody, and that includes you too, Crosby.
Oh, thank you.
Now I call that a real birthday celebration.
Yeah, that was wonderful, but when do I get my present?
Well,
You're going to get one of them right now because Miss Jeannie is just about to sing a song for you.
He met a gal in Calico down in Santa Fe. Used to be her Sunday boy till he rode away. Does he want her? Does he want her? Lord, yes, sir. Will he win her? Will he win her love? Wait and see. Working with a rodeo, go from town to town. See most every kind of gal, every kind of guy. But who made his heart sing? It's the eye, it's the old, his little gal in Calico.
Is she waiting? Is she waiting? She better be. Is he hoping to be roping her? Yes, sirree.
Gonna quit the rodeo. Gonna settle down. Buy a bold of calico for a wedding gown. And will he fence her in?
That was wonderful, Miss Jeannie. And now, folks, I'd like to sing a song that I hope you will all like, When the Snowbirds Cross the Rockies.
When the snowbirds cross the Rockies and the stormy days are through, there'll be roses in the Rockies and a rainbow in the blue. For the springtime will be ringtime and our dreams will all come true. When the snowbirds cross the Rockies, I'll be coming home to you.
To interrupt this shindig, Jack, but time's up for today.
You're right, Chuck Harris. I reckon I'd better say so long. Take care of yourself, and
we'll be seeing. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.